so far. I think just trying to sort of get back to this question about is atheism rational? Obviously, we probably need to define terms. I think there was a bit of over debate about the label itself, rational or rationality in atheism. So just quickly, I explain for myself is I consider myself an atheist because I don't believe that there's sufficient evidence for God. That's what I said last week. Imran, I think, came back and said that there's different types of evidence that, you can have, and there's different pathways to truth, and I kind of accept that. I think you can use logical reasoning and that sort of thing to come to certain truths that maybe empirical data can't give you, although, you know, empirical data could support your deductive arguments or your abductive arguments, or it can be used in conjunction with it. So I think, for me, empirical data is definitely the most reliable method that we have at getting at reality and getting at the truth of the natural world. Going back to rationality, I think, you know, to make it easier for me, I think I'd swap that word out and replace it with the word logic. Is atheism logic, or is atheism logical? And I think if we're trying to answer that question, I think the easiest question to ask is, does God exist or does God not exist? Because I think that is really the basis of whether we're going to say it is logical or not logical to be an atheist. So just my question following on from that is, are there any other paths to truth that are reliable enough to give us sufficient information for the existence of a God?
So when you said, you know, the empirical observation, how was it you worded it? Empirical observations are the best way to get to know the natural world.
Yeah, just to understand the natural world, empirical data. There are, what I'm saying is that there may be different ways of getting to truth.
Yeah.
But empirical data is out of them all for me, unless anyone can argue otherwise, it is the most reliable method that we have at getting the truth. And we can't have absolute certainty in anything. I wouldn't necessarily call myself an atheist to say that there is no God, because I can't be certain there's no God.
Yeah.
I'm open-minded and I'm
agnostic.
I can be swayed by facts and logic and rational arguments if they are logical. So, you know, and I'm not stuck in one place. I can be swayed if the evidence is for me sufficient. I always sort of ask myself what kind of evidence that I would need to believe in a God, or what that evidence would look like. I don't actually know, but so, it would be sufficient.
Yeah, so Carlos, if you don't mind, you, sir, I just want to give a short answer to this, and then you guys can chime in if you want. So you said the most important type of evidence for you is empirical. But that's very problematic, because obviously you value truth and you came here and you want to know the truth, but there's no empirical verification for truth. That's actually a value judgment that has nothing to do with empirical data. There's nothing about the facts of the world that you can derive values from. That would be actually a naturalistic fallacy. And additionally, you're obviously a very moral person. I'm sure that example of Hamza, where you put a bird in a microwave, it made you cringe, but there's no empirical data in the world that could convince you that a particular state of affairs is good and another chemical composition or atomic structure is evil. You simply have to presuppose those things. So I'm sure Yusuf and Hamza have other thoughts on this, but for me, as soon as someone says something like the most important type of evidence for me is empirical, I literally just want to ask them, well, why do you value truth? Because there's no justification at all empirically for truth being valued.
Do you want to go first, Hamza? Or
Let's see if Carlos has anything.
Yeah, let Carlos respond.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to empirical data, it, like I'm saying, it's not going to give us all the answers to everything that there are. The big questions, empirical data probably can't do that. And like I said, I'm open-minded to other pathways to truth. It just has to be presented in a format or a way that is convincing or is sufficient for me. You know, sure. This is the biggest question in the world, I think, for everyone, is does God exist?
Yeah, Carlos, you see, even in your question, you're presupposing that truth has value, right? And you're asking for us to give you empirical evidence, or you believe empirical evidence is the best thing. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get you to realize you're putting the cart before the horse. You're starting off with a presupposition that truth is valuable, hence why you came onto the show, hence why you're asking the question. And all I'm simply replying back is, well, if you start off with the lens, with this epistemology that the best way of knowing something is empiric, is empirical data, or empiricism, then I'm simply asking you, well, why do you value truth? Because you cannot at all justify truth having intrinsic value, not having instrumental value, intrinsic value, unless you have evidence for that. And if your evidence is only empirical evidence, you can never justify truth. So yeah. I want you to deal with that before we get to, you know, what is the best route of knowledge.
Yeah, I think it has value. Truth has value to me, and that's it. You know, when you talk about nihilism and this sort of thing, it things matter to me, and that's what's important. And you know, my friends, my family, the way that I interact with them matters to me. You know, so there is truth does matter, but it matters to me is what I want to say.
Truth matters to you, Carlos, but what's your empirical evidence that truth should matter or truth has any value whatsoever?
That's a good question.
You see, Carlos, the reason why I'm raising this is sometimes when it comes to God, and I'm not saying this is the case with you, it's the case with a lot of us, in fact, that when it comes to things we want to believe in, our level of skepticism is a lot lower, and the things that we don't want to believe, you know, that our dial of skepticism becomes like 1,000,000,000% plus. So if we are going to argue about God, and God in Islam is al-haq, the truth, the source of truth, and why we value truth ultimately is because he's put that within us, then if you're going to argue against the truth, against God, then unless you can deal with this fundamental presuppositional problem which I've highlighted, anything else you say about the lack of sufficient evidence for God would be completely superfluous, because it would be presupposing that truth does have value, and you, of course, want to follow that truth, don't you?
Absolutely. It's a great point. Another thing to explore as well, Carlos, is, you know, you've locked yourself in an epistemological prison, and you need to release yourself, you need to free yourself from that, because what you've done now, you've basically also removed other domains of knowledge which are vital for our flourishing as human beings. For example, history. A lot of history is not really empirical per se, it's actually testimonial, which is a valid and fundamental source of knowledge according to Western epistemology. So you've like basically, you know, got rid of history just by virtue of what you said, and many, many other domains of knowledge. So I think Subud's point was brilliant. I think coupled with what Subud said, I think that should maybe help you explore, at least stand in the possibility that maybe I'm addressing this in the wrong way, because your question itself as well, I want empirical evidence for God, really is problematic, because, what do you mean by God? Now, God by definition is not empirical, yeah? So you're trying to use, it's like you're almost saying, I don't want to really believe in God. I'm not saying you're saying that, but your epistemology is saying it, right? Because you're saying, right, here's my epistemology, I have to have empirical data, but the thing I'm trying to prove or disprove, there is no direct empirical data for, right? By virtue of what that thing is, because it's transcendent, it's God, it's outside of the universe. Yeah. So that
I have a good example.
So from that perspective, it's problematic from the beginning. Sure. So just to summarize, number one, you can't empirically justify truth having value. Number two, you dismiss other valid domains of knowledge. And number three, your epistemology is not equipped to answer this question, because you're just in an epistemic cage, right? I think we should free ourselves and explore other sources of knowledge which are obviously valid and important, which would justify value and justify other domains of knowledge.
Absolutely. We only have 6 minutes left to the end of the show. We only do this for an hour and a half. So I'm very sorry, Carlos. We're going to have to move on. But I do have your email address, and Yusuf, I'll get you to make a point on this as well. I do have your email address. So please join us next week at 5:30 UK time, and we will probably start with you first if you're the first one to join. Yusuf, did you want to end this?
Yeah, it was just a really quick example for the issue of asking for empirical evidence for God. So if you imagine, for example, you create a computer game, and in there's intelligent life, and they live in this virtual world, and they're busting about, and one of them asks for evidence that they were created by something, but they're demanding that the only evidence that you give them is stuff found within the computer game.
Mm.
It's like, how are you going to find the one that made the computer game in the computer? And it's the same with, like, imagine someone asking for evidence off the painter by only using the painting and not going beyond that.
Brilliant.
There's an issue with the assumption that if there is a creator of the universe, that the evidence would necessarily have to be empirical. I would argue that it would necessarily have to be rational and intuitive, i.e. With an inclination towards the fitra.